welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio, a bi-weekly audio program featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities, mining, and the junior resource sector. And a special footnote to add context to the market and commodity price movements mentioned, this installment of Mercenary Musings Radio was recorded 2 weeks ago during Mickey's visit to Toronto. And we've got double prizes on Mercenary Musings Radio, back-to-back, face-to-face interviews with the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulp. Mickey, still here in Toronto. We're back at a downtown establishment, wetting our whistle and doing another radio program. And Mickey, this time out, I think we wanted to kind of give viewers an updated assessment of the junior resource sector, where you see the market going. Memory serves correct, Mickey, it wasn't too long ago when you were saying that at this time of year, you know, the market should have been in better shape than it is, but it hasn't turned out that way. The market has really taken a hit over the past 4 to 6 weeks or so.
Well, it has, and we'll get into the reasons for that in a little bit. Let's do a review. In May, I appeared on BNN, and I talked about the performance of the Venture Index, or as a proxy for the exchange, over the past year. We had a low in late June of 2013. If memory serves, about 865. That was tested around 880 in the middle of tax loss season, or at the end of tax loss season in mid-December. And then we had quite a rally going on through PDAC. If memory serves, at that time it reached, I think, 1046, the Venture Index. And then it kind of flatlined and oscillated for a while. And in my BNN appearance, I said I thought that was what it was going to do all summer long. And indeed, that happened. We did not really see the common occurrence of the summer doldrums, but we had very low volumes, and what we did see was a vacillating market. There were no buyers, but concomitantly there were no sellers, so the market maintained. And generally what happens as soon as everybody comes back to work in September, interest perks up and we start seeing some better days for the juniors. Mm-hmm. That has been snuffed completely by a very strong downtick in nearly all the commodities since the 1st of September, or the end of August.
Up until the end of August, Mickey, the Venture Exchange, as you mentioned, was on track for a nice big fat double-digit gain for the year. Huge backdraft since then. At the time of this recording, kind of flat for the year, down 1%, but when you consider where it was just a short time ago, that's a big retreat. Why the sudden downdraft in commodities? What do you put your finger on?
Well, a couple of things. In the industrial commodities, especially the metals, we've had a slowdown of growth in China, and the prices are kind of catching up with this slowdown in growth, especially in iron ore and a demand that is directly related to steel use, which is metallurgical coal. Both those have suffered quite drastically, and that's happened for a period of well over a year now. But what we've also seen, we've seen a down drop in copper, and the precious metals have been hit really bad, and even oil has. And a lot of that has to do with, I think, geopolitical concern. If you look at the U.S. dollar, people are fleeing to the U.S. dollar once again. We've got significant turmoil in the Middle East once again. And today, I think the dollar index closed at 84.7, which is something, I don't know how long it's been since it's been that high, but quite some time. And that has to be the flee to safety. So that explains the weakness in precious metals. I mean, in January or something, I predicted that gold would be higher at the end of the year than it is right than it was at the beginning of the year, and that looked like a golden prediction. But I also said I thought it would test 1,200 at some point during the year, and it has gotten pretty low. I think it's been as low as 1,210 as we are recording this interview. Now, people should be aware that this interview will be about 10 days before it appears, since we recorded.
Right. So maybe a little bit dated, but I think the general theme and direction stands.
Yep. So that snuffed out the rally that we would usually suppose would happen in the junior resource sector, and the indexes lost something on the order of perhaps about 9% over the last month.
And what's your feeling that you're getting concerning the U.S. dollar and you know, all the turmoil that's going on in the Middle East? I mean, certainly that shows absolutely no signs of kind of fading to the backdrop. If anything, you would suspect that perhaps, at least in the short term, the turmoil may only get worse. So there's really no relief in sight, is there, for commodity prices, metals?
Well, and what's really curious to me is that oil prices have gone down just like all other commodities. You know, oil is at a low of just above $91, and a couple of months ago it was $1.06 based on the turmoil going on in the Middle East. So there's other factors involved in the markets right now, which make it very difficult for me to, at what I consider early stage, to get a feel for what the short to midterm is going to bring. But it's certainly a bit of a concern right now, especially for a bunch of struggling juniors. That said, discovery is still being rewarded. We have seen a significant increase in mergers and acquisitions. If I look at my portfolio, and I hold something on the order of 35 junior, mainly exploration stocks, but miners too, I've had five or perhaps six takeovers this year, which have made me very happy, because those are always at a premium to market, and so the takeovers, I still find that I am taking profits in specific stocks, not over the last 2 or 3 weeks, but certainly before that, and I'm turning that money over, and what it will amount to is I'll burn those profits at the end of the year with tax losses on some of the juniors that are in the death knell and have no hope at all.
When the market's diving, of course, that can present some opportunities. Quite often in the junior resource game, the baby, so to speak, is thrown out with the bathwater. Have you used the past month or so to stick your toe in the water? And I know you're always kind of keeping your eye open for opportunities, but how do you assess the landscape right now in that regard?
Well, I think they're always buying opportunities when we see weakness in the markets like this. So, I had a company that I hold take over another company, and I saw an arbitrage the other day on the junior that got taken over. So went in and bought stock of that with the idea that it was trading at a discount to what the takeover ratio was, and that was simply an arbitrage play. So there's always things to be long on and opportunities to see. The one commodity that has bucked the trend is uranium. And it's something, once again, I was a contrarian early on in the game, but we expected a stronger uranium price. The last time we actually talked about uranium was probably around PDAC, right, or I was speaking extensively about the bullishness of the uranium market. And what we saw at that point was the stocks were front-running a perceived increase in the spot price of uranium. So the stocks, especially U.S. producers, were kind of flying high.
Yep. And I think we're going to be getting into the uranium story in more detail next program, Mickey, but when you look at the chart of how uranium has traded, it's been a big swoosh higher. Compare the movement in that commodity price to the movement of share prices in uranium producers' explorers.
Well, and that's what I was working my way toward in kind of a long-winded way. So what we saw in around PDAC or the first 3 months of the year, the stocks were front-running a perceived increase in the spot price. That perceived increase did not occur. In fact, uranium kept going south, and it based out at $28 for a couple of months, and no one can make money at $28. So what we've seen over the last couple of months, as of today, uranium spot price is $36.50. It briefly hit $36.75, but from $28 to almost $37, I'm doing the math in my head, and that's about a 30% increase. However, the stocks have not followed suit. Now, that has to do probably with the fact that you were still shy of a spot price that producers can be happy with. Now, that said, most companies that are uranium producers have longer-term contracts. But beginning of the year, I said I'd be happy with a $40 uranium price at the end of the year.
Getting pretty darn close.
I'm hoping we're going to get there. We still have some catalysts that are going to happen, number one being Japanese at some point. Are going to start up some reactors. That's going to be, I think, a great psychological boost to the uranium market.
Right. And in reflecting back to our previous interview on carbon, when I asked you what is the safe alternative, a better alternative to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, you said uranium was it. But we don't have the political will.
Yeah, well, we have to develop the political will. I mean, you continue to see there's 73 nuclear power plants under construction worldwide, and that's a lot of uranium, and demand's not being met.
Okay, we're going to get into that in a lot more detail next program. Next time out, Mickey, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Appreciate it. And always great to see your smiling face in downtown Toronto.
Likewise, Rob. Always my pleasure.
That's Mickey Fulp, the mercenary geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. And you can always hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.